Hi, I'm Shay.
And I'm David.
And you're listening to Board on the Air on CFCR, where we talk about board games and board game related topics. On tonight's show, it is a look back at our 10 most anticipated games of last year. So we made a list this time last year and said which games we were looking forward to. I think you might have said owning, and I said playing, listening back to it. Mine were based more on what I wanted to play, and yours were based a little bit more on what you wanted to like buy and play.
Yeah, like mine were, you know, technically play, but, you know, when I say that, I mean own and play.
And mine was a mix.
Yeah.
A lot of mine were ones that I was kickstarting and that I knew were coming and that I was hoping to get and play. But yeah, we'll get into that. This is a look back to see, did we play them? What did we think of them? And if we didn't play them, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is that time of year where last week we did our top 10 new to us games.
Yep.
We're going to do this one, and then we're going to do the what we're looking forward to in 2024.
Yeah, we're doing the one that we review next year, next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for next year, we can have the
same discussion.
Rousing success.
Yeah.
the last 2 years, we haven't done
great.
Extremely well.
Yeah. I will say, I think it has something to do with the fact that I forget what's on my list by the time we get to the end of the year.
I forget what's on my list when we hit record or stop.
It's true.
But I did not bad this year.
I did, I think, exactly the same as I did last year. I think last year I said I did 33%. I did the same thing this year. Yeah. So,
I didn't list the honorable mentions we had from last year.
Okay.
I didn't. Did you?
I did, but like one of them, I didn't even remember the one I was looking at last year, and the other one's Everdell. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget what all was on mine there, but, you know, there was 10 games, and I did pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
I think you started last year, so.
Okay, so you want me to start again?
Go for it.
Okay, so my number 10 that I was looking forward to was Marrakesh.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I thought was coming to Canada, was hoping to be able to get one in retail, and I did, out of Winnipeg this year. So I really had to look for this one. It's become more prevalent, but not the edition I got.
Yeah.
This, if you remember from last week, is my number one game of last year, or number one new to me game. So yeah, I would say I played this one.
Yeah,
it's a great game. Cube Tower. You're putting, they're called keshis, which are little wooden hexagons out on the board, making your actions more powerful. Everything is just so interconnected and done so well in this game that, you know, I really had a good time with this one. And Jeff from Amazing, it's one of his favorite games from last year as well. Every time it's his night, this is the one he usually picks. Or, you know, we're playing it at least once every 2 months. So it's it's a good one for us. And you have not played this one yet.
No, I have not.
But February is coming up.
So oh, gosh.
We'll get it played for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, 30 games.
Love me some brown games.
And it's a leap year, so 29 Felds we get to play this year.
You know, it's also my birthday month, so I really think I should get to pick the games.
You can pick whichever Feld you want.
Perfect.
Okay, Shay, what was your number 10?
My number 10 was a Kickstarter, but I had actually just gotten it before we recorded this. In fact, I think possibly when we recorded this last year, it had come the week before.
Okay.
And that is Artisans of Splendid Vale.
Okay.
This is the... I kickstarted it. It is a campaign story game. And I was really looking forward to playing it. I'm still really looking forward to playing it. But we started Jaws of the Lion again last year. And so we didn't finish that one, but we ended up having a different campaign game going, and then we did a lot of traveling, and then I moved again.
Well, we got two campaign games done. We finished Clank Legacy.
We finished Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Did we finish
Queensdale?
Queensdale as well.
Yeah, so I guess we finished three campaign games. So it's on the list to play.
Yeah.
We have a lot of campaign games to play, but hopefully we'll... be able to get some of them played now.
Yeah, so still looking forward to this one, but it did not get played, unfortunately, because of the campaign aspect.
Yes. You're number 9.
My number 9 is a game that I'm actually really sad I didn't get to play, and in fact, I missed it even when we were at Gen Con, because you guys saw it there, and I don't think I did. And that's Fit to Print. Is this one in retail yet?
It is.
It is in retail, so I still really want to play this game. We didn't end up buying it. And so we don't have it yet. And was at Gen Con, but I was doing enough things there, I didn't end up getting a chance to see it. So unfortunately, didn't get to this one, but it still looks really cute and really fun. And I would definitely like to eventually try this one out.
Yeah, it's polynomials. It's real time where you grab your headlines and you're trying to make them fit on a page.
On a page.
On a newspaper page.
Yeah.
It looks cute. It doesn't do a whole lot for me, but I'll still play it. I'll still try it, right? Okay, my number nine is one that was also at Gen Con and has actually made it to retail. I just haven't picked it up yet. This is My Island.
Yes.
We played My City, and this year we played the My City Rollin' Right, which we had fun. We've got about 10 games of that in, wanting to continue that. There was mixed reviews on My Island, and a lot of my friends that have played it said it didn't have the same charm as My City. Because it also has a little bit of campaign to it, I didn't bother grabbing it, thinking it will stay in print for a long enough time, because My City is still in print, that when we do have time to play it, I can grab it at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's your number eight?
My number eight is an Uwe Rosenberg one called Etawa. This is one that looked really interesting in the aspect that it's farming like a lot of his. But the resources you have at the beginning of the game are all the resources you're going to have. So you use them, they go onto buildings, and then as you produce them, they come back. But you're never going to have more than what you start with, which is a neat little mechanic to me. This one has gone on sale a couple of times, like for Boxing Day, Black Friday, that I've put it in my cart and then just never pulled the trigger on it. And apparently I missed it on Kijiji one day, too. Or no, Marketplace had it, but Jeff's son, Josh, bought it. So maybe at some point I'll get to play this, or I will pick this up to play. I just got Aura and Labora, so I like my Uwe Rosenberg games. They're a lot of fun, and this is just another one to add, but I still haven't played Hallertau either, so there's only so many hours in the day, so many days in the week.
Yeah.
Right? Your number eight.
My number eight is a game I did get to play. I have one. I have a couple here. I did get to play this one. And in fact, this one's really far down on the list, but I think it was the one that made my number one last week. And that's Turing Machine.
Yes, it was.
So, I mean, I talked about it last week. I love this game. Turing Machine is a coding style game. Like, you're decoding a passcode, basically a code based on logic problems that you answer yes and no questions to, or ask yes or no questions, basically, using the logic problems. And this game is just so cool with how it works. It's a lot of fun. It's a very nerdy game. I love deduction games, and this is like just, it's funny because I'm not a big fan of math, right? But this isn't math, it's logic, and I love logic problems. So this one really just scratches an itch. I love it.
Yeah, I like these in real life. For some reason, I struggle on this one.
Yeah.
But it is a solid game. The only complaint I've heard about it is that it's not a game. It's just a puzzle, right?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
There's a little bit like the competitive aspect to it. It honestly works so well playing by yourself, because I think the competitiveness, like trying to beat somebody else, is exactly the same as trying to beat the computer.
Yeah.
And it gives me the same vibes as Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective, where I don't really care about beating Sherlock. I kind of just want to solve the problem.
You
want
to solve the puzzle.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You got a number seven in there?
I do have a number seven. And this one's funny because, like, I remember looking at this one last year and I was like, man, that looks cool. And then I heard more about it. And I'm like, I don't know if it's for me, but the box looks neat. It's Garple Games.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Garple Games. And that is Legacy of You.
Yes.
This is a solo player, kind of, I think, almost fighting game, because you're playing as a hero. I did not play this one. I thought Mom might pick it up and then I would play it, but she didn't. I have not played it. And honestly, looking back on it, I'm like, that's kind of a weird choice. I don't know why I was into that, but I think it was just because the art looked cool.
Yeah, this is one that came out and sold out very quickly. I really haven't seen this readily available anywhere. So it's solo player, which I've done a little bit more this year. I made fun of you last year for picking this, but it makes sense to me. Like, and I love their stuff. So if I do come across this one, I
I
probably
would
will
probably
grab
still
it.
try it. But yeah, it was kind of, I was listening to it and I'm like, why did I pick that one?
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay,
But
my
yeah.
number seven is one that I got played, and one that also made my list last week. Oh, give me. I think it was second or third last
Yeah.
week. This is Revive.
Oh, yeah.
We've played this a couple of times this year. Me, you, and Adam.
I've played it, yep.
And me, you, Adam, and Jordan played it. So we played
Yep.
it at two different player counts and had a great time both times. This is Euro goodness, multi-use cards, a little bit of map discovery. There is some fun stuff going on here as you're building your engine out as well. And there's an expansion coming shortly. I don't know how long it'll take to North America because it's the game itself just came back into print, and I saw some people ordering it, and people were talking about it on Friday that they have it coming. But yeah, there's six games that you have to get through to open everything up. So we need to finish that piece of it so we can play the full game. And yeah, I really, really good game. Really solid Euro. And worth the hype that this game got.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number six was a game that you got a Kickstarter of.
Oh yeah?
It
Oh
was
yeah, it was, yeah.
Septima. We got to play this once, so another one I
Yep.
played. So right now I am 3 for 5.
That's pretty good.
So that's 60%. I'm happy with that. Septima, you are witches building out your coven, trying not to get noticed. We talked about this last week
We
because it
did.
was on
It was
your
on my
list.
list.
Didn't make my list just because I want to play it again, but I want to add in the expansion because I think it'll bring the game up just another level.
That's fair, yeah.
But beautiful production, easy to learn gameplay. The rule book makes it out to be
More
more
complex than it is,
complex than
yeah.
it is. But they're used to complex games, so maybe they just need to realize how to write a rule book for
Yeah.
some slower stuff or some easier stuff. But yeah, ha happy to have it on my list from last year, and I was looking forward to it, and thankfully I got to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number six is one you mentioned. I had it actually as two on my list, which was My Island and My City Rollin' Right.
Okay.
I did not play My Island. We didn't get that one, but I did play My City Rollin' Right, which was a really fun little, it's almost like a campaign style, like the you get new sheets as you go,
Yeah.
and you play three games, and then you add those all up and see who wins at the end. I am actually pretty good at this game.
Yeah, you've done well for really something that's somewhat random where you're rolling two dice and get an odd shape.
I was doing better earlier on. I distinctly remember we got to do some, we started doing something else, and I'm not as good at it anymore. But I was started off really strong. I think the game is really fun. It's a really little game with some fun little dice to roll, and filling out shapes and stuff like that. So yeah, I had a great time with it.
Cool.
We're getting into number five here.
Yes.
You're listening to Board on the Air on CFCR. I'm Shay. This is David. Want to thank, we forgot to thank him at the beginning, Amazing Stories for sponsoring us. And thank you everybody who came to game night last week.
Yeah, we were over 20 again. I think we hit 21. We had five games going.
Yeah.
And it's just been a lively, fun crowd every week.
Absolutely.
This week is Mr. Rao Gaming there on Friday night. We should all be there, me, you, and Jordan, I
Yes, I'll
think.
make it.
So get to play, have some fun. Looking forward to that again. And it's supposed to be a little bit warmer than last
Yeah,
week.
thank you for everybody who braved the cold to come out
Yeah,
on Friday night.
it was
It
frosty,
was
but
freezing.
this is two times, as I say, two times in a row we're over 20, and that's great.
Yeah. All right, so into my number five. This is the first of two games that's on my list that did not come out this year. Or at least, yeah, no, I think they didn't come out. They're definitely not in retail yet. I don't even think they've released on their Kickstarters. And the first one is Last of Us: Escape the Dark.
Yes.
This is a game I talked about last year. I think I saw it after the Pledge Manager closed already. Or if I did see the Pledge Manager, I didn't know much about it to actually pledge for it. But I had just started playing The Last of Us again. And I finished it, and I've started playing the second one. And so I was really interested in this game, and it has a really unique art style to it where it's all black and white, but with super detailed art. And the minis for the Kickstarter, the special edition, were absolutely beautiful. So I was interested. It's a cooperative game where you're trying to make it to Jackson, which if you're familiar with the video game is, I think, like Act 3 or something like that. So it's not the full video game. It's just that section of it. And yeah, I thought it sounded really interesting and I wanted to try it. And I did get to see this at Gen Con and it's beautiful, but it's not out. It is not even delivered to the Kickstarters yet. So maybe I'll buy someone's Kickstarter edition if they want to sell it, or maybe I will get the retail version, but did not have an opportunity to play it.
Yeah, we looked at the Kickstarter page today and it looks interesting. It's got this black and white vibe, this darkness vibe to it.
And Escape the Dark is a system. Castles is the other version of the game that this company makes using that same system. I don't know much about it, but it is a game system using this IP.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, what's your number five, Dave?
My number five is one that I own and have not played yet. And this is from Vladimir Suchi called Woodcraft. I picked it up mid-year.
You own this?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's under the W's.
Oh, okay.
I saw it at Gen Con. I almost grabbed it there. But I was like, no, I can get it for cheaper, hopefully in Canada. And I did find it on sale at Board Game Bliss. Because I haven't seen it a lot locally here. And that's it. I try to buy locally when I can, but sometimes stuff just doesn't get here. So it's one I've picked up. I like Vladimir Suchi. When we get to next week, we may see two or three of his games on my list. It's a game that I don't know that much about, but the hype around it was very big when it first was released. And all of his recent stuff I've loved so much that I'm really looking forward to playing it. It's just finding the time to learn it and play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my next one is number four.
Yes.
After five is four.
After five is four.
This is the first of the ones that did not make it out. This is Unconscious Minds. Mm-hmm. You are one of Freud's psychiatry.
You are a group of Freud's peers.
Yes.
I might as well join in on this one because that is also my number four. Okay. So we matched.
Yes.
Because you're on number four too. Yeah. You were a group of... Basically, Freud brought in a bunch of people to talk about his theory of basically using dreams in therapy, psychoanalyzing your dreams. And so you're this group and you're trying to create theories and then submit them for peer review and get them through basically and get influence in a way. And yeah, it looks really cool. We almost backed this one.
Yeah, we were very close. And the reason we didn't is because Endless Winter is also by Fantasia Games.
Yeah.
And the retail version was so pretty that I just didn't think I needed to back this. This was sort of my stage where I'm like, I'm not going to buy any deluxe games.
You're not
going to
buy any deluxe games.
And looking at my shelves, I failed miserably.
Yep.
But looking forward to this one coming to retail. And it'll be, as soon as I see it, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, I almost backed this one. But then, I was talking with you, and based on how Endless Winter looked, I didn't feel a need to back it. But it does look really pretty. Again, as I said last year, I will buy this despite it being Freud. I should just be clear, it's a really interesting concept in a game. It is not a well-liked concept in psychology at this point.
Yeah.
So
the mechanics is what caught me. I could care less what the theme is. Just the action selection with how you're pointing the speech bubbles in between the four places, and there are only so many places that point to those different actions that you're limited. It looks really neat.
Yeah.
Okay, Shay.
So that's your number four and my number four.
Your number four. What's your number three?
My number three is a game I own. The top three are all games I own, but this is the first one and I didn't play it, and that is Tiny Epic Crimes. Last year, I was waiting for it. This is the first of my Kickstarters.
Yep.
I was waiting for it to come in from Kickstarter. I did get it. We just haven't gotten it to the table. In fact, I think I unwrapped it to look at it, but I haven't played it yet. But I have the playmats for it and everything, and I'm looking forward to it. It's a deduction game with dice rolling, and you know, you're trying to solve a crime.
Yeah.
And Tiny Epic always makes good products. I have not backed any more of their games this year. There's been a few of them come out. I didn't back any more of them. They got Game of Thrones coming out. But, I'm still looking forward to playing this one.
Yeah.
It came out pretty late in the year. And I was a little busy, so.
Yeah, it happens, right?
Yeah.
This one is a Kickstarter, or my next three are all Kickstarter games. I got them all, and I got to play two of the three.
Nice.
So this one was the one that I said was, you know, it was pledging, or I pledged it in March and said, yeah, it's going to make it this year because it was Garfield Games, and I knew it would make it this year. It almost didn't because I forgot to fill in my pledge manager.
Yes, you did.
Which I've never done, but everybody else had got theirs. I hadn't, so I emailed him. He got right back to me. I filled it in. He sent it out, and I had it just before Christmas. We got to play it just after Christmas. This is Scholars of the South Tigris, and it was wonderful. This is the, you know, the three color dice, which can change into the secondary color dice. There's workers that can help change the colors of stuff. And you're moving up tracks, you're interpreting scrolls to make from different languages to Arabic to get points that way. It's a really neat mechanic. It's definitely heavier than Wayfarers. And I don't remember, this made my list last week too.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Really looking forward to more plays of this. Me and Jordan had a great time playing this. He still likes Wayfarers better.
We were talking about how this is like Paladins and
Architects. Yeah, like the first two of the West series. These are very similar in that the first one was a little bit lighter. Second one is heavier. And this is the heavier version. But it's a very solid mechanic. Looking forward to many, many games of this one.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you have a number? Oh, I guess I'm number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So my number two, I haven't played yet. It is one of the biggest boxes on my shelf from this year, and that's Voidfall. This is a 4X Euro.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping to get this played as soon as I got it, but it is a bit of a beast to learn.
Yeah.
And I sort of backed off just because there's too much other stuff going on in my life right now. My goal is to, if I haven't played it before ToonCon, to play it at ToonCon, because, you know, I'll have most of the day to do it.
Yeah.
And I can bring it on the Sunday when everybody's playing Twilight Imperium, and me and a few buddies can play this and show them what a good game looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is Voidfall from David Turksey and Mind Clash Games.
Nice. Multiple Mind Clash games on this list, hey?
Yeah, I got two on mine.
I just have the one, but we're getting there. My number two is another Kickstarter. So my top three were also my Kickstarters that I was waiting on. This one did not get played because it came in right at the end of the year. It came in right after Septima, and everything was getting going with Christmas and stuff, and I didn't have time to learn it and get it played, and that's Daybreak.
Yep.
So this is from Matt Leacock, designer of Pandemic. It is a cooperative game. Right? I got that right.
Yep.
Making sure I get my facts about my designers correctly. Cooperative game where you're basically trying to control climate change. You play as countries, big countries in the world, and trying to basically lower your environmental impact so that you can save the world.
Yep.
When I talked about this last year, they were still going through major art redesigns and like looking, didn't really know what the game was going to look like. It came in and it is beautiful. I really like how they like what they did with the box. I think it's gorgeous. The components inside are all in nice cardboard boxes. This is a game that came with no plastic, yep, and they stuck with that. And that also caused delays for the game because it had trouble shipping.
Yeah, there was some damage in shipping in the U.S.
Yeah, they have the poll out. If you bought this game and you didn't see the email, I haven't responded to it yet. I didn't have any damage, but they still want that. There is a poll to get the new box or the credit for the box if you had a damaged box from the shipping. So there were issues, but we talked about how that's kind of a thing with games that are trying to push the limit.
Yeah.
Either way, I haven't gotten to the stable yet, but it is so beautiful with the different art styles they have in it, so I'm really looking forward to it. And it goes hand in hand with my number one, because I was laughing, because I basically bought a Sun and Moon game, because my number one is Septima from Mind Clash. This was my other Kickstarter that I was really looking forward to, and it is one that we got to play, as you talked about, with your witches, and basically trying to heal the population as witches, but then trying to make sure you do it in a way that doesn't lead the population to like burn you, which is accurate. And I had a really good time with it. Same thing, though. I think it'll be interesting to play with the expansion and see what it adds.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Septima is good. Daybreak, I'm looking forward to.
Its rulebook, by the way, Daybreak's rulebook is beautiful. One of the best rulebooks I've ever seen. So I'm really looking forward to actually learning the game.
A lot of designers have called it out on how good their rulebook looks and was written. Really looking forward to trying that as a cooperative game. Even though it's not about vampires like I was hoping.
I don't really understand the vampire thing, but I think it's because isn't there like a movie or something called Daybreak?
Yeah, yeah. And it's vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's disappointing, but I'll accept it. I can add
vampires in for you if you want.
Perfect. Vampires are very environmentally friendly.
Yep.
So my number one was the game that I was most looking forward to last year. And that was Castle of Burgundy, the collector's edition, or special edition.
Yeah!
That did come in with all the acrylic pieces, the miniature castles, the miniature score markers, miniature turn order things.
Love this game.
It is beautiful. There are so many maps in that box. There's the new expansion. There is just so much going on so many good things about this production, and this is the first Awakened Realms game I've ever backed,
mm-hmm.
and let me tell you, they run a very nice Kickstarter. They were very upfront. They did such a good job of keeping us informed and knowing when stuff was coming and when it was shipping, and their estimates were very accurate, right? It was delayed like anything of this production value. But they nailed it. Stefan Feld did a great new expansion with the Vineyard expansion. I like that. I haven't used it as much in games as you guys have, but it's a nice add-on that doesn't take away from what you're doing.
Yeah.
You've played this as well.
I have. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we love Castles of Burgundy. I didn't put this one, I even talked about how I didn't put this one on my list last year or last week because it is a new to us game, but also like not. So
yeah, we've played Castles of Burgundy a lot, but this new edition was it's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I made fun of it coming out, but.
But don't regret it.
But do not regret the money I put into this game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So next week we're going to be doing our.
This version
for 2024.
More games to forget.
I've started to do some research as to what's coming out so I can make a list.
Yeah.
And I know some stuff that's coming out. Some of it's going to be Kickstarter. Some of it's going to be just games I know that are coming out right away or coming out this year, hopefully. But there'll be an eclectic mix.
I got at least one I know that's going to be on my list, and then I have no idea for the rest of them.
Well, and that's the thing. Like with these lists, they're always up in the air as to what's going to make it, what isn't. Yeah. Especially when you talk Kickstarter.
Oh, for sure.
I know some of the stuff that's going to be on mine, and as far as I know, everything's going to make it this year. Yeah. But you just never.
I backed a Kickstarter, and I have no idea if it's coming in this year or not. So.
Okay, I am David,
and I'm Shay,
and we will talk to you next week.
Have a good night.